Tassie and Countless Moments on Faith FM, and we're coming to you from Tasmania right across Australia. Each weekday at 9 a.m. you can hear what the Bible says about past, current and future events. You can learn how to study the Bible more effectively. You can get to know who God is, why we're here and where we're going. And you can experience personal encounters with Jesus. I'm your host, Jason Cook, and today we've got David Leo back with us. I've still got David Maxwell in my program here. I don't know why that's the case. We had David on last week. So welcome back, David.
Thank you. Good to be here.
Yeah, I better get your right fader up as well. So, yeah, it's good to have you here, and it's good to be able to hear you again. We've been going through a number of programs on the sanctuary.
Yes.
And we're continuing that this week.
Yep.
The title this week we've called Jesus in the Courtyard.
Yeah.
So this is the outer part of the sanctuary.
That's right. If you've been tuning in, or if you haven't, you can go onto faithfm.com.au or download our app to listen to previous episodes. Mm. I have been talking about a curious building, or even it was a mobile building to start off with. It was a tent. It's the sanctuary, the ancient sanctuary of the Israelites, and it eventually became a fixture building. You know,
but we're in King Solomon's time.
So whether or not we're talking about whatever period it was, there were basically three parts, or three sections of the sanctuary that were there, and I'm going to explore that for the next
3 weeks.
That's right.
Yep. In our four part episodes.
Correct. And the first part is referred to as the courtyard in the English Bible. And, there's a tent in the courtyard, which has a holy place and the most holy place. And today, for the next four, episodes, we're going to look at, the courtyard. And in the courtyard, it's surrounded by a curtain or a wall. We could call that a wall. And you have to be able to see what's behind the wall. You have to go through the door to enter the courtyard. And so looking at the sanctuary, we've covered things saying that the sanctuary is actually an invitation of Jesus saying, come and get to know me better. Mm. And when we get to understand what they practice in the sanctuary, and practicing the sanctuary was literally it was a physical ritual that they practiced over and over every day, every year. They became so familiar with the practices that they would have understood, because, you know, when you practice something, you start to understand the principles and the concepts. And the ancient Israelites would have started to understand what was the whole plan of the rescue plan for Jesus in order to save us from our sinful nature.
So do you think they really understood it? You think they did?
No. I think we are fortunate in our time, because we look in retrospect.
Back. Yeah, we look back.
And we have Jesus
as the
prime teacher and example, and he basically lived out what the sanctuary looked like. So we get to look at that from retrospect, whereas for them, they were looking forward in faith that there is a Messiah coming. Mm. What does that look like? And we get to look at Jesus' teachings. We get to, you know, we get to see how he moved, how he acted. And we're like, oh, okay. That gives us a much bigger understanding what the sanctuary is about.
And I suspect there were individuals, perhaps Abraham and, you know, others who did get a glimpse. I have this sense that Abraham sort of saw into the future.
That's right. And I mean, like Isaiah and Daniel, and they talk about, oh, you know, I saw someone like the Son of Man come before the Ancient of Days, and Abraham talks about, oh, I saw the return of a amazing being. So they saw something. They knew what Jesus looked like. Mm. But the sanctuary was one way of saying, this is how the Lord comes into our lives. You know, the Jesus incarnate. I mean, right now, everyone's celebrating Christmas, you know, like, the birth of Jesus. But, you know, the huge thing here is Jesus became a human. Mm. Like, wow. Why? What for? You know, like, and then we get to, the sanctuary is a really massive, illustration as to, well, this is why, and this is how Jesus saves us. And we were discussing before we started recording, but this isn't a 1 + 1 = 2. But, well, it can be. I mean, Jesus came so it can be 1 + 1 = 2. But when you look into the complexities and the intricacies, you can definitely find it in the sanctuary. And I want to break, in the past, I've broken these three parts into a similar to a romantic relationship. I say the courtyard is like the familiarizing or the old way of how the old folk used to say, you know, becoming familiar with a boy or a girl, they called it courting. You know, there was no real serious relationship, but there was an intention on both parties that, hey, there is a commitment, but we're not married, you know, we're just
getting to know each other.
Just getting to know each other, yeah. And just know that, keep me in your peripherals.
I wonder if that, the word courtyard has anything to do with courting.
I wonder. I've never really looked into it.
We'll have to look it up.
We might find some type of research where, you know, where they started mixing in. Which is probably something I should do in my youth ministry, where they intentionally had young people mixing, yeah. And they had to mix in the court. It, you know, like that's probably what courting.
May have been. Who knows?
Yeah, I'm just making it up now. But that's what I want to call this. This is a getting familiar with the relationship, and then the holy place is more like an engagement. That's more commitment. That's the extra. There's no one else now. I intend to. You be my life partner. And then the most holy place being the consummation of the marriage. This is the closest you'll ever get. And basically when you're, in that type of relationship, then that supersedes everything else. And what I mean by that is, like my kids, I tell them, you know, your mother's still my girlfriend, right? Because she still is, right? Even though we're married, that girlfriend is still there and they're, you know, fiance is there, but the marriage supersedes those things. So it's the same thing with the relationship with Jesus. And so when it comes to the courtyard, there's the familiarizing with Jesus, and there are three main, there's two main furnishings there, but we're going to talk about one that's really important as well, because if you don't go through that particular area, which is the door or the gate, if you don't go through there, then you don't see what's going on on the other side. And you have to physically move through that door. So we're going to talk about the door of the sanctuary. And there's only one door. You know, there's one way in and one way out. That's the only door that's there. And to go through the door, you will see an altar that is of huge significance. And for someone that's thinking, oh, what's an altar? I don't know what an altar is. This is going to sound really sacrilegious for anyone that understands what an altar is in the Bible, but it's like a huge barbecue. Like it's a massive square fire pit.
Yeah, fire pit where you cook the animal.
That's right. A raised fire pit, and I was going to use the word sanctified. That's a fancy word. It's a special fire pit that has been made holy for the purposes of the animals being put on there. And then when you're about to enter the tent that's inside the courtyard, there's a bowl, a massive bowl of water. And they call it the laver, the laver of water, which is for the priest after the sacrifice to wash his hands before he goes into the holy place. So that's the area that we're going to look at. We're going to look at the courtyard and becoming familiar. I was going to ask a question. You know, courting is usually just becoming familiar with someone, getting to know someone, as we mentioned. How do you think that usually goes today? Whether it's romantic, whether it's friendship, how do people get to know each other? You know, with the, I heard a thing in the UK last year. They had 400 nightclubs close over the last two or three years, I think.
Wow.
Yeah, because the young.
They're not going anymore.
When I was young, that was the place to go and be, but now, you know, you can find your community online. And
I've heard some statistics that it's in the order of like 65 or 70% of people are actually introduced to each other online now.
That's a lot.
That's in terms of people who end up together, yeah.
Right, okay.
That's a lot.
Yeah. Well, because, you know, as far as I'm concerned, I'm like, oh, it's good that those nightclubs are closing down. You know, like, I think there's better places to meet, like at a church. But, you know, there's definitely a leaning towards a different way of meeting. That's a huge number, 65 to 70% online. So when it comes to meeting Jesus, well, I wonder if online meeting is okay.
Interesting.
This is the right, because in a way,
well, I think if you get introduced to Jesus, whichever way, it's a good thing.
Yeah, and there's something real, and this is something I'm hoping that we can get into as we explore the courtyard, the holy place, as we see Jesus in the sanctuary and all its places. I'm really hoping that, because there's something that is supernatural when you start getting familiar with what the Bible says. And you start following Jesus around, listening to what he says, hearing what he says, and then following the laws that, or instructions that are given through the Bible. There is something supernatural about how you get to, how you get to know Jesus and how you know that Jesus is getting to know you.
Mm.
And it's really amazing. But, as we go through the courtyard, I really hope that you'll be, get some insights on wanting to get familiar with Jesus and letting Jesus get to know you.
Mm, absolutely. We've got a question for you to contemplate this week. What are the key elements of starting a new friendship?
Mm.
You can text us in and we might be able to share your answers on our Friday program. So text us on 0488 880891. What are the key elements of starting a new friendship? We'd love to hear from you this week.
This program is made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.
Our book offer this week is by Lee Vendon. It's called It's All About Him. After Jesus, everything else is hardly worth talking about. This book will move you beyond religious theory into a deeper walk with God. Lee Vendon explains in simple terms how to make friends with Jesus. Using a blend of stories, parables, and plain teachings, he explains how to surrender your will, how to be converted daily, how to experience Christ's transforming power. Jesus will meet your every need and fulfill your deepest heart longings. It's not what you do that counts or what you know. It's whom you know. So that's our book offer for this week. Text in TEM08 to 0488 880891. That's TEM08. Well, we hope you can join us in our next episode. It's going to be focusing on Jesus as the door. So do join us next time. Right now, this is Praise and Harmony with the song Here in This Place.
Lay your burden down, every care you carry, and come to the table of grace, for there is mercy. Just as you are, we are all unworthy to enter the presence of God, for He is holy.
This program has been made possible by the support of Adventist World Radio.